Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about one of the most important U.S. markets overseas, Japan.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff invests in growing demand for U.S. beef in Asia through the U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF for short. For instance, in Japan, USMEF unveiled a new U.S. beef takeout menu recipe book at a business fair to capitalize on the growing consumer demand for takeout and delivery meals. The menu book focuses on value-added menu items utilizing 10 U.S. beef cuts and variety meat items. Now, this includes cuts like the chuck eye roll, rib eye roll, short plate, tongue, and large intestines. USMEF worked with two chefs to create three new recipe ideas for each of the 10 items. With limited domestic demand, promoting beef variety meats is an important way to grow the value of the carcass. In 2021, U.S. beef variety meats surpassed $1 billion in sales for the first time.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about the USMEF by going to usmef.org. And, of course, you can learn more about what the Oklahoma Beef Council is doing at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Live cattle and feeder cattle markets were both higher today. We had June live cattle 82 higher at 133.62. That was about 12 off the high. And the weakest of the live cattle contracts, August, were up even more, up $1.22 at 134.12. The next month out, October, up $1.72 at 139.62. If you look at the technicals here, today's rally and then the low 2 days ago, you know, made new contract lows or new lows for the move anyway 2 days ago, and has since rallied straight up. Now we're back above some technical resistance levels. So hopefully this could turn around here on these live cattle contracts. The feeder cattle were up even more. They were up over $3 in the first 2 months. The August up $3.22 at $172.95. The September up $3.07 at $175.47. October up $2.90. November up $2.50. January $2.57 higher, to the highest levels in nearly 1 month, at $173. If you go back and look at where we were earlier, though, through winter and early spring, back at the end of February, we were over $186 on August, so still about $13, $14 off the high. So still some room to go. We're also bouncing right up against the trend line at this current level. And then hogs today were steady to 80 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets continue to be very volatile. Today's wheat markets were really strong. The July Kansas City up 15 or so at 1144. Next year, there's something, some strange things developing out next year. July of 23 is 1103. September is at 1066. So about 40 cents difference in between the two. Typically, those are closer to even or even the other way around, with July being under September being the same crop year. So continue to monitor that. Chicago wheat anywhere from 17 to 30 higher. The beans today up 38 in July at 1728. We had over a 300,000 metric ton sale to Pakistan of soybeans announced this morning, so that helped lift that market. And then corn basically unchanged here, down 2 in July, December up 2. Not a whole lot going on. Cotton futures today bounced back. The December cotton up 183 at 120.26. Of course, the cotton market has sold off pretty significantly over the last couple of weeks. Was over 130 and then has almost gone straight down since then on the cotton. Of course, we have gotten a lot of rain in some of the driest parts of the United States, and so that'll be beneficial at this time of year, especially for that cotton crop. Currently, the Dow's up about 250. The S&P's up 56, so the stock market's rallying back here. Crude oil's up $1.40 a barrel at $116.67 in July.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.